thrilled and honored to be sitting in for Paul W. Smith today on Focus on JR from Masonic Temple. A brief update from Tucson police on this story involving Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Savannah Guthrie, the Today Show anchor. Police saying that blood at the scene of her home in Tucson is confirmed to be that of Nancy Guthrie. Doorbell cameras at the home were disconnected at 1:48 a.m. on the day all of this took place, but no suspects have been identified or confirmed at this point as Tucson police continue to investigate this very, very sad story out in Tucson, Arizona. Very pleased now as we turn our attention back to goings on here at Masonic Temple today, the Economic Club Luncheon. One of the attendees is Shatika McDonald, the Managing Director of Accenture, running the Detroit office. It's a pleasure to meet you, to have a conversation with you.
Likewise.
Welcome. You have been behind the microphone at WJR before.
I have, and I quite enjoyed myself. And Paul and Mike kept their promise to have me back, so I'm honored to be here, and it's such a pleasure to meet you, Dave.
It's very, very nice to meet you as well. Now, everyone's exiting the luncheon.
They are.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson was the keynote speaker today. Mm-hmm. You were inside to hear her remarks. I'm interested in your observations on what you heard.
Thank you so much, but thank you again for being here. What I would say is I said right up front, I was very listening very intently because I think this is such an important time, you know, for Detroit. Super excited to see, you know, Mayor Sheffield take her seat as the first black woman to be mayor. And super excited to see, you know, Jocelyn there as a secretary. And what she talked about was really interesting to me. She showed us a little bit of her human self. Mm. She talked about vulnerability. She talked about her book, being a warrior, what she determines and what she deems to be what a warrior is, the grit and grind that she had to go through and that she learned in this city. But she also talked about what's important to her as it comes to Michiganders. And I can honestly say, being born and raised here in Detroit, a Michigander through and through, her message today was around, we have to be able to take risks, do the things that are really important. We have to get away from fear. Mm. We have to unite across the aisles on whatever is important for us in terms of the different policies and the different topics that we're talking about. And I thought it was a great unity and a unified type of a message. So, but I also really enjoyed the human side of her. She shared something very personal about her journey. That's also in her book, so people should pick it up. Very personal about her journey and how she's overcome, and she's going to bring that level of strength. Shall she have the opportunity to take it to the next level?
Yeah, one of the candidates for governor of the great state of Michigan, and we talked about 9 months. It'll be a marathon to get to election day.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, you mentioned Mary Sheffield,
new
mayor in the city of Detroit as well, as a leader in the business community, running Accenture and the Detroit office here as managing director. You know, your impressions of where we are today from a business leader's perspective and where you think, you know, the Sheffield administration will be able to continue to move the city of Detroit.
So I'll speak from my own personal perspective and my own opinion, being a Detroiter and a Michigander. What I would say is I think that business today is uber focused on talent. It's uber focused on innovation and AI, right? There's no conversation we can have that surrounds business without talking about AI, its impacts, its value that it's creating. And I believe that Detroit is no different. And I believe that that administration, whoever comes into to be our governor in the next 9 months, will all have the same type of aim, which is how do we maintain the talent here? How do we develop talent? Because we have some of the most amazing educational institutions, and U of M, and Michigan State, Wayne State, all these schools that are amazing. But the key is, how do we keep these students here in Michigan? How do we retain that talent to stay here, to be able to say for our businesses, how do we get that talent to go there? How do we grow that talent? How do we develop it and keep it here? And I think also the talent around AI is just really, really important. And helping people to lean in. I think there is a fear still, or maybe an apprehension around what AI is. It's replacing my job.
Right,
It's taking away my ability to do work. Or, you know, there's a fear around that.
And I think you're absolutely right on that.
It,
fear and apprehension.
It is, together.
Know, I'm not comfortable with AI at this point. Don't know enough about it. Haven't experienced it. You know, fortunately, I'm not going to be replaced.
There you go.
Because I'm retired.
In terms of
full-time employment.
Right.
But yes, it's technology. But, you know, we're talking about humans as well.
We are. And I love that you brought that up, because that's exactly where I was going to go next. This is not just a conversation around what technology is out there. We can buy technology. What we cannot do is take away the meaning of humans and what humans provide for work and value and outcomes. And that is the reason why, if you are not going to retire, you would be okay, because the reality is AI is unbundling work, meaning there'll be a portion of work that's repetitive analysis, that is repetitive tasks that can be automated. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other percent of work that needs to be done by humans, judgment, storytelling, value creation. Those are the things that will still exist, and we need to be able to have that. So I would tell people to lean into it. Do not get left behind. And it's okay to stumble and fail your way through understanding AI, because we'll all get better at it every single day.
Well, and you'll be leading a charge for sure. So thank you for that. Thank you for all that you continue to give and give back to, you know, your city, the city of Detroit.
And I'm telling you, I love this place. I think that Detroit is very special. It's one of those places that tells you that you can be and do anything that you want to do, but you have to do the hard work. And I've been able to be blessed to have a family and people around me, significant other and my son, to help me do that. So go Detroit. Go AI, and we will do this thing together.
You have put in the hard work for sure, and will continue to do so as well. Shatika McDonald, Managing Director at Accenture in Detroit, thank you for the time today.
Thanks,
very
Dave.
Very nice to meet you, and look forward to future conversations as well.
Thank you so much. See you later.
See you later. And we'll continue on Focus on WJR, live from Masonic Temple in Detroit, after these words.